Don't ever, ever, ever minimize or negate the power
of the
spoken word.
Why on earth should we not take the risk
either positively
of loving
or
somebody
negatively
who doesn't appear terribly loving?
You may be upset.
Of giving to somebody
who
may or may not learn from
it. Book of Proverbs,
who says, will never be able to repay
it.
Of loving somebody and giving to somebody something, even though they might fail,
you know, after we offer
it to them for the
negative
project
or whatever. On the north side of
Tulsa, there's nothing you know,
you may not be successful in the organization, the business will fail. But if you engage in
for life goes not backward nor tarries with yesterday.
You don't have to go to Highland Mall. There's spirits in Highland Mall.
You're worthy to be loved.
He's got
our lives totally and completely
You say, well, what is God's message today? God's message today is repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. If you want to repent, God's ready to forgive you. He sent me out to tell you he wants to forgive you.
Channel, I'm not done yet.
Jesus has that power, but we must come to him with all our heart.
as with the Samaritan woman, our Lord generates faith within us.
Treasure your ability to decide your beliefs. Treasure your ability to decide your beliefs. Treasure your ability to decide your beliefs. Treasure your ability to decide your beliefs.
Had lived with understand we're dealing with mysteries here. The mystery is that you and I are responsible for our faith or lack of faith, while at the same time it is the Lord who generates it within us. I said it was a mystery.